In the summer of 1998, a group of amateur paleontologists were conducting a routine dig when they made a stunning discovery. The fossilized remains of a Tyrannosaurus rex and the site of its death. They were immediately able to determine that the remains belonged to a young T-Rex. But this was not just any ordinary skeleton. Many of the bones had been broken, and surrounding the skeleton were strange blade-like teeth. But these teeth were not the teeth of the baby T-Rex. They were the teeth of another, unidentified predator. Science attempts to explain how this T-Rex died.
In 1998, near the town of Belfouche, South Dakota, they found what appeared to be the skeletal remains of a relatively small dinosaur. At first, they weren't sure what they had, but the evidence started to emerge that told them this was a young Tyrannosaurus rex. T-Rex is a pretty rare dinosaur, but juveniles are almost unheard of, so its discovery was pretty significant.
As they continued to excavate the remains, they observed broken ribs, leg and arm bones, and various vertebrae showed signs of injury. The sheer number of broken bones was unusual. Something had happened here. Something had killed this T-Rex. The bones indicated a brutal battle. Paleontologists realized they were looking at the scene of a violent death. Tyrannosaurus rex was the apex predator of its time. Little, if anything, hunted it. In the late Cretaceous, T-Rex stood out among dinosaurs as one of the deadliest. They weighed up to 7 tons, stood 5 meters tall, and measured 14 meters in length.